Imagine trying to operate a small business without a reliable phone and internet connection. Well, the staff at hair salon Noddy's on King in Sydney know only too well how challenging that can be. Like some other businesses that have migrated to the NBN, they found that their customers had trouble getting through on the phone and their internet would sometimes drop out. Salon manager Sarah Jackson says it was a painful process trying to get the problem fixed.
We found that the system was dropping out quite a bit, so our FBOS machines and our phone lines were going down, so we'd have periods where we wouldn't be able to get our customers to get through.
The salon's issues with the NBN have now largely been resolved, but Sarah Jackson says the service still isn't optimal.
It's been a lot better. I'd say probably in the last 6 months it's picked up a lot. We haven't had as many dropouts, but the internet's still quite slow. So it depends. Day to day, it's different.
This sort of frustration is felt nationwide. Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman Judy Jones says complaints are up almost 29%, and more than a quarter of the complaints received in the last 6 months of last year were about the NBN.
An increase in complaints on any network is always concerning, but you have to look at it in the context of the size of the rollout, the number of consumers that are connecting. And we can generally expect that those complaints will increase because there'll be more consumers connected. So by 2020, for example, almost all of our internet complaints will be about a service delivered over the national broadband network.
The main frustrations with the NBN were provider responses, poor service quality, connection issues, and charges and fees. The NBN says the numbers aren't all bad. Of the complaints made to the TIO, it had to resolve just over 1,000 of them, which is a decline of 16%. The chief executive of NBN Co, Bill Morrow, has told the National Press Club it tries to be solution-focused.
We know that there are issues that are contributed by all companies involved. And we know people are fed up with that poor experience, and they're even more fed up whenever they see any kind of finger-pointing going on. So we actually work collaboratively with any one of the retailers that will work with us. We now take it as our issue to, if nothing else, lead within the industry to resolve.
Ombudsman Judy Jones says telco providers need to become better listeners when customers raise issues.
To make sure that they understand it from the problem from their perspective, and then to make sure they're fixing the right problem and to do what they say they're going to do. Often with complaints, it's just doing the simple things right. We often see that an early miscommunication can set off a whole trail of things. That means the problem gets harder and harder to resolve.
Communications Minister Mitch Fifield says the existing model for complaint handling isn't working and needs reform. He says this could include financial penalties for telcos that are found to be underperforming.
Well, financial penalties and compensation is one of the things that we'll look at in reviewing the consumer safeguards framework. You do want there to be a little bit of a sting for telcos when it comes to behaviour that isn't what it should be.